Okay, let's move on. Let's move on that to, from that topic to the environment. Senator Sanders. Global warming.
If anybody's interested in any kind of vocal warm-ups, I recommend that you goggle milk duds before you perform.
Okay, Senator Sanders, global warming, is it real? Is it caused by humans? And if so, what should be done about it?
Yes, and I thank you for this question.
You're welcome.
I treasure these moments, Howard.
Yeah. Me too.
Let me say this, and when I say that, what I mean is, I'm going to say something. I understand global warming is real because I sat down with Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson when I visited NASA, and I said, Doc, he said, what? I said, is it? He said, yeah. I walked away. He looked busy. In my view, we face the possible ironic apocalypse whereby large corporations such as Coca-Cola damaging the environment to the point where they are polluting and causing the earth to warm such that the ice caps where the polar bears are trying to drink their Coca-Colas are falling into the ocean. Their own bullshit is ruining their own bullshit. That is why I think we need radical reform, and there's just enough time that we can save the planet and only lose Florida, and I think it's worth doing. If I am elected president, I promise to establish a green phone in the Oval Office. If you know your history, President Nixon had a red phone that went to Moscow. I don't need that. I know what the Soviet Union, I'm very familiar with it. I would establish a green phone so I could pick it up at any time and say, hey, Earth, how you doing? Now, for those of you who think, Bernie, that wouldn't work, you can't talk to a planetary body in the solar system, you don't understand. I'm from a state of Vermont. Guess who else is from Vermont? Bob Newhart, who runs a small chain of bed and breakfast hotels in Vermont. If you have ever seen the bit where Bob Newhart picks up a telephone and talks to someone that is seemingly not there, you're wrong. I was on the other end of those telephone calls. I am used to talking to people who are not used to being heard, whether it's Bob Newhart, the disenfranchised, or the earth itself.
Okay, thank you.
Green phone.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Trump.
I'm here. Okay. I'm queer. Get used to it.
Okay.
That's cultural appropriation. New,
that's news, I think.
That's right.
Okay.
That's PC Williamsburg. Can't handle it, huh?
Okay, here's my question for you on the environment. Does America need to invest in alternative energy? And if so, what looks most promising to you?
Nothing looks promising. Let me tell you something. First off, what is this global warming? It's beautiful out. It's very cool. And by the way, if Upper Canada cools down or warms up, I should say, and it's going to warm up. It's going to warm up tremendously. It's going to be an incredible one. I'm a businessman, and I will build millions upon millions of golf courses in Upper Canada. Global warming is great for everybody. And Bernie talks about green energy, greenness. He talks about green energy. And let me tell you something. I don't know about green energy, but I know about this. There's an incredible company. They support me. Unbelievable. They support me 110%. And they're called Triple K. Unbelievable energy company. Triple K. They're run by a British Duke named David. This guy, I don't know who he is. And let me tell you, this guy's great. And there is a secret power. There's a power that's been running this country for 350 years. It's an unlimited energy source. It's called white power, and it runs everything. And even you're all powered by white power because of your complete silence during the last answer. We know you run on it. It's dog whistle silent. And listen, I told the people in West Virginia, I said, we got the coal. I don't need the coal. We don't need coal. We don't need oil. We need to be down with black power. And we need to use white power only. And we are going to make a pledge with me. White power. Make a pledge.
Okay, I think your time is up, Mr. Trump.
Look, my time is just beginning. My time is just beginning,
Howard. Senator Sanders was mentioned. So, Senator, you get under the rules, you get 30 seconds.
Well, I don't need that long. I want to say this. This is an issue where there is some distinction between Mr. Trump and myself. Some small distance between his position and mine. Mr. Trump has been endorsed by a number of white power groups. I have been endorsed by a number of white guilt groups. And I am very proud of my endorsements from white guilt. That's all I need to say. Okay, I yield the balance of my time.
Okay, thank you very much.